Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Lamed Hey. And we are 10 lines up from the bottom on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. V'Rebbe Meir. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Meir, Hai B'yom Anchilot Banam Mai Avilei. So we just quoted a Machlokas Tanaim about Dini Maminis Bayom and Gomri. Are you allowed to start by day and finish at night? So our Mishnah says yes, you could start by day and finish at night, while Rebbe Meir says no, it has to only be by day. So the question is, what does Rebbe Meir uses a pasuk, a gzeira shava, comparing Rivim and Negayim. So the question is, what does he do with the other two psukim that teach us Tchilas Din Bayom and Gomrin Din Balayla? So the Gemara says he uses Bechol Eis, the one that says always, you could judge always, to teach you even on a cloudy day. And now the Gemara says, what does he do with the other pasuk that says only by day? So Mibai Leila Kedatani Rabba Bar Chanina Kamei Drav Nachman. He uses it as follows. V'hayi B'yom Achilo Az Badav B'yom Ato Mapal Nachlos V'yata Mapal Nachlos Balayla, to teach us that only by Yom is there Hapalas Nachlos. Do you judge Nachlos? I'm already saying the Maskana. But you don't do it at night. Amar Lei says, what does that mean? Mapil Nachlos. Elameata. Man deshachiv biyamama yarsin lebenei. Uman deshachiv belelia lo yarsin lebenei. Hapalas Nachlos only takes place by day. If somebody dies at night, there's no Yerusha. Only Yerusha unless the guy dies by day. So the Gemara says, no. Dilma din Nachlos ka'amrit. Maybe. Did you mean, this is the one who asked the question, continues with this suggestion. Did you mean that it has to do with Din Nachlos? Was that your Kavana? Titania. V'haysu l'vei Yisrael l'chukas mishpat. The pasuk calls Yerusha a chok. O ra'a kala parsha kula lios din. And the entire parsha is called Din. Kidderav Yehuda Amarav. The Rav Yehuda Amarav, as we see from as follows, that has to be Din, and therefore it has to be by day. Shalosh shedechus l'vakar esachola. We discussed this back earlier, Daf Tes, and also Baba Basra, three that go in to visit somebody who's sick on their deathbed, and the person on their deathbed says over to these three people that walk in what should happen with his estate. Ratzu Kosvin, if they want, they could write down and be Edim for what they just heard. Ratzu Ozanin, or if not, they could actually act as the Dayanim. You could skip the witness process. You could skip it, as long as they're witnessing. This guy testified in front of them. So that's it. Shnayim kosvin ve'dosin din. If there's only two of them, then two people can't be a besdin. So therefore, two are kosvin, write it down, and they cannot do din. V'yomer Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda says, lo shanu ala bayom, and this is only done by daytime. By daytime, then they could choose whether they're edim or dayanim. Aval balayla kosvin ve'dosin din. But at nighttime, if they go and visit the person at night, they can only be edim. And they can't do din, mishum dahavilu ha'edim, because at that point they can only be edim, v'inei nasadayan. And even if you want to say the next day, when it turns daytime, once they're an aid, they can't become a dayan. So is that what was meant? Is that what was meant by the pasuk? But by yom ato mapal nachlos? Samalayin, hachi gamina, yup, you got it. That is exactly what I meant by yom ato mapal nachlos, and that's what Rabbi Meir does with the pasuk of yom hanchilo es banav. Okay, these last few lines, if you remember, we had a big discussion of it back on Daf Tes, because there's nothing here. You think, oh, it's a small sugya, but you look in the bottom Tosfos, Mefurish Beperakama, Gabi Bizmach Hisra Bahen. I already spoke about this. Look over there. So if you look back on Daf Tes and Aleph, so that's what you see, that there is what to say when it comes to this sugya. This is the sugya of, at what point does one become an aid? When does an aid become an aid? So if you remember then, we have the world against the Rashbam, basically. The Rashbam in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, Kuf Yud Dalet, going over, Kuf Yud Gimel on the base really. The Rashbam there in Baba Basra says that one becomes an aid at the time of the Re'iyah. Aid Re'iyah is a shame aid. That is what the Rashbam holds. When you walk in, when you see it, and he proves that from, of course, this Gemara and others. That's what the Gemara in Makkah says, that we ask them when they come, did you come to testify, or did you see it, and were you planning to come and testify or not? Because if you were to come and testify, so then you are ready an aid at that time. That is the sheet of the Rashbam, you become an aid, b'shas re'iyah. Most Rishonim do not say that. Most Rishonim say only b'shas Haggadah. After all, as the Gemara says earlier, mayasu shnei achim, shero echad shaharag es hanefesh. What would happen if two brothers witness a murder among 100 people? You can say everybody is nimsa echad karav apostle. Everybody's thrown out because you're an aid at the time of the re'iyah. And if you're an aid at the time of the re'iyah, so then we're going to throw you all out. So says, same most we shown him, you do not become a witness until the Shas Haggadah. Until the Shas Haggadah. So here, what about here? So Belila, here, Bishub Dahavilu Edim. This is one of the, this is what the Rash, this is the Gemara Babasa, where the Rashbam says Ashita. Right? Because if they hear it at night, they are automatically Edim. What if they say, no, I'm not an aid. I'm not an aid. No, the problem is here, they had Kavana. They had Kavana, they wanted to be Edim. And they saw it at the moment that they couldn't judge. So you have to work out how this Gemara works. But this is one of the rayas that the Rashbam brings. If you remember them, the Ritva in Kiddushin Daf Mem Gimel has a middle approach. He says that it depends what type of witnesses we're talking about. If we're talking about Edim Birur, Edim that are there to clear up something that we don't know took place, witnesses on a loan, witnesses on a sale, all of those are Edim Birur. And those Edim only become Edim when they come to court, because that's the whole purpose of them, Levarer. But, says the Ritva, Edim Kiyum, if Edim are there to help you Mekayim the event, like Edim at a wedding, right, they're not there just to prove it later, but they're there. Without them, the event did not take place. It says Ritva there, Edekiyam or Mishas Maisa. Because after all, that's when their job is. Their job is at the time of the Maisa, so they become Edim, Mishas Maisa. And that's the Ritva that says, that's quoted in the Achronim. It's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Meikra did, it's not quoted, but Pesachei Tshuva and others quote this day. And the Aruch HaShulchan said it's a good idea as well. Yichud Edim is required. Why? To be Miyachad Edim, you are the witnesses, and that's what we do. When we call up the Edi Kiddushin and say Mechubid with Edi Kiddushin, that's a Yichud. Rav Salvechik was Makbid to the exclusion of everybody else, but really Meikra did to fulfill the Ritva, it is just calling them up and be miyachidim that way. But that's because of the chumrah of the Ritva based on this Gemara. But those are the three different shitas related to this Gemara. When does an aid become an aid? The other issue that comes up here is Ein Aid Nasadayan. Oh, just one other, I'll mention this too and then I'll come back. Ein Aid Nasadayan. What's the svar for Ein Aid Nasadayan? Why can an aid be a dayan? Isn't that the best? The best aid, right? The best dayan would be the one that knows exactly what happened. So the Rishonim in Baba Basra there, in the same sugya, discuss it. The Rashbam on Kuf Yadalit says, it's a Xeris HaKasuf. Xeris HaKasuf. Once you're an aid, you can't wear two hats. Aid and dayan hat. V'nira be'enai d'Xeris HaKasuf hi. D'chsiv yamdu shnei anashim be'edim HaKasuf medaber lefnei Hashem, lefnei hadayanim. Ashmi'in and krat t'tzorach lahoyt shnayim lefnei hadayanim. Aval ha'edim enam chozom yoshim v'danin. That's the Rashbam. Tosis quotes a Svara. Tosas there in Kuf Yadalit says, no, give you a svara because it's edus she'iyata yachala hazima. If the witnesses turn around and then become their own judges, they will never accept testimony against themselves to turn themselves into edim zomamin. It's edus she'iyata yachala hazima. And therefore, that's why they can't be judges, because that would undermine the entire testimony. Edim Zomamin, does it have to be the same Bezdin? Meaning what? Meaning what's the witness, what's if Bezdin A, if Reuven Shimon testified in front of Bezdin A, but then Bezdin, the other Edim, the Edim Mazimin, why would they go in front of a different court that doesn't know the case? The other Edim don't know, they didn't hear the Kabbalah say this, they don't know exactly what. Everybody knows that Reuven Shimon testified about such and such a day. They hear about it. Okay, maybe. But it's Eidah, so you say, but in this court at least. Maybe at least in their court it has to be Eidah Shadu Yachal Hazima. Right? You're saying, what about in a different court? But maybe that, right? The assumption is that at least in this court it has to be Yachal Hazima. The Ksos discusses an interesting question. What about Argamo is Mechalik between day and night? Night is, they are Eidim, and therefore they cannot be Dayanim. What about on Shabbos and Yontif? What about Shabbos and Yontif? So you can't have a court cases on Shabbos and Yontif either. So is that like night? And do you say that they're Edim? Says the Ksos in Simon Vav. He quotes the Bach. Imro b'Shabbes v'Yantif ein nasim dayanim. Afal gavdelo psili elmi divrei sofrim. Yin lo zayin is a drabanan. It's a drabanan. The Mishnah Beisa. Taflamid Vav lamid Zayin. It's a drabanan to judge on Shabbos gzeir shem yichtof. So therefore, says the Bach, Lamai, if you see a Shabbos and Yontif, you can't be judges, right? Because you're apostle. And the Taz argues, no, it's only an Issa Drabanan. He brings a Raya that against. Lanias Daiti, the Ksos defends the Bach. Nirek Edaz HaBach. I think the Bach is right. And therefore, why is the Bach right? He quotes our Gemara, and he thinks that our Gemara, nighttime also, the fact that you can't, He quotes that the fact that you can't continue at night is the Rabbanan. Anyway, the Ksos agrees with the Bach. So nighttime doesn't only mean nighttime in our Gemara, according to the Ksos and the Bach. It also means any time that you cannot accept testimony and have a din Torah. Okay, let's continue. Two dots. Din Nefash is done by Yom, the bottom of the Gemara. Mifchulu, Minani Mili. How do we know that Din Nefash is by daytime, but... And you could finish it even on the same we're going to get to Dina Mamanis is Gomer Bo by Yom, but this is still Dina Fashas. You have to be everything by day. Everything by day, unlike Dina Mamanis, which we said could start by day and finish at night. How do you know by Nefashas it has to all be by day? Amar of Simim Barchia Amar Kra, Vahoka Usam Lashem Negra Shemesh. Shaul's sons had to be hanged Negra Shemesh in the daytime. So you see, in the daytime, that is when the Onesh took place. And Rashi says, once you know that the onesh took place by day, so that's when you know that the din also must have been by day. Amrei b'chizda, minayin lohokashi hitaliya. How do you know that the word hoka means hanging? It says, hoka them neged ha-shemesh. How do you know that means hanging? Dechsev, vokanum l'shem b'givat sha'ul b'chir ha-shem. You hang them in givat sha'ul. Sha'ul, who was the b'chir ha-shem, though, had his sons hanged, as we know Chazal tell us, the psukim tell us, as a punishment for killing out the city of Nov Irakonim, because he thought they were hiding David HaMelech, who wasn't the king yet. Viksiv, and it says, Vatigach Ritzpah Basaya es Hasak, Ritzpah took a cloth, va titchu la el hatsur betchilas kasir, and she spread it out and covered them. So you see, after being hoka, she spread out this cloth on them. So what other misa would they still be out in public and she would have to spread a cloth on them? So it must be hanging. Good. So that's how you know hoka means hanging. You know it's negra shemesh. So therefore you know it was by day. Period. Ksiv, on the side it takes out to put the next letter. Ksiv ayom rashem el Moshe, kachas kol rashe ha'am, es ha'am chatu, rashe ha'am machatu. Says Hashem tells Moshe by the Avodah Zarah in the Midbar, take all the Rashi Ha'am. So why do you have to take the Rashi Ha'am? Only the people sin, not the Rashi Ha'am. So Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, Chalek Lahem Batei Dinim. No, but it takes the Rashi Ha'am to make Batei Dinim. Make bezes, because you got to take care of this Avodah Zarah problem. So what? Why? So my time. Why does Moshe have to set up so many courts? Is it because there are so many of the Bnei Yisrael that had to be judged, and you can't judge two people the same day? One bezek can't judge two people the same day. That's not true. Two different types of cases bezek cannot do the same day. But the same misa they could do the same day. So Ella, Kadesha Yashav Charon Afmi Yisrael. No, you know why Moshe had to set up so many courts? Because he had to remove Hashem's anger quickly. So how did that happen? Machlokas Rashi and the Yad Ramah. Rashi says that because Hashem saw so many Jews being Osik B'mitzvah, so many Jews are being Osik B'mitzvah, so that is what caused the Charon Af to leave, because that's why you had so many judges involved in mitzvahs, so that's why Hashem's Charon Af was cooled. So Rashi says, Roesh Akulam Asukin Bedavar Umekanin Lechvodo. The Yad Ramah quotes that. He does not like that pshat. He says, no, I'll give you a different pshat. Pshat is because you get rid of the Avodah Zarah quicker. Don't focus on the Asay Tov, focus on the Sur Meira. That's the Yad Ramah. He quotes Rashi and he argues with him. He says, Shemayin Yidonim Bebezin Echad Hayishon Bedavar Harbe Vekaimalon Kod Machar Rishon Ba'olam Charon Af Ba'olam. And once you get them out, so then everything happens quicker. Right? So that's why Yad Ramah argues with Rashi. Weiter. One other point, the Ion Yaakov asks, what does the Gemara say? The Rashi Ha'am, only the Am sinned. Maybe the Rashi Ha'am didn't prevent them from sitting. We have that many times because they were low micha. It's considered as if he did it. Right? We had that in the Mishnah Maseches Beitza. Rav Elazar ben Azariah, I think it was. Right? His cow went out with something on their horns on Shabbos. It wasn't really his cow; it was his neighbor's cow. But we fault him. So here too. So why don't we say that we fault the maybe with the leaders that didn't say anything? Says the Ion Yaakov, the Yesh Lomar, the Yisod. Shalom Matzinu Shenetenshu Mishim Shalom Michu Ella Baones Shamayim. V'lo ba'onesh al pi bezdin bidei adam. We never find that for being lo micha, bezdin does something. Bezdin only punishes for kumba asay. Bezdin never punishes for sheval tasa. So you're right, Hashem might do it. But here we're talking about Hashem telling Moshe Rabbeinu to take care of it. You never find an onesh bidei adam for a sheval tasa. All the sheval tasas are because, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he says, similar to a lav she'ein bo ma'isa, ein lo kan alav. Similar to that concept, right? If you don't know ma'isa, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of it. You don't get malchus. So here too, this is similar to a lav she'ein bo ma'isa, says the Yin Yaakov, and therefore, Bezdin only punishes for kumba aseis. Right? The only two, if you don't do a mrs. asei, right? Sheva al tasa, Bezdin doesn't punish you. Okay, there's a concept called kofen oso. By Mrs. Asay. That's not a punishment. That's just, I would say, an encouragement to do the mitzvah. And that's why you got to do it and do it until you do the mitzvah. A punishment is after the fact. The whole idea, the fact that it might even be more chomer than malchus, you keep bopping him, is because it's not an onesh. It's just you have to do it until the person does it. Okay. But anyway, machlokas Rashi Yad Ramah, how do you get rid of the charonaf? Weiter. Dini mamanis gomer bo bayom mechulu. Dini mamanis, you can finish on the same day. But in the fascist, you have to have at least overnight. Right in the Torah for Shabbos Chazon. Malayasi Mishpat, it used to be that Yerushalayim was filled with Mishpat. Tzedek Yalin Ba. Tzedek was Yalin. What does Yalin mean? Overnight. Right? The mitzvah of staying overnight, Lina, in the Beis HaMikdash. V'atamaratzchem, and now it's all a bunch of murderers. That's what Yeshayahu Navi says. But you see there, Yalin. For Rava Amar Mehacha, different pasuk. Ashru Chamotz. Ashru. Give relief to Chamotz, the victim, the oppressed one. Ashru Dayan Shemachametz Dino. But we Darshan praises the Dayan that is Mechametz. Oh, Shloshim Yom. That causes the din to become chametz, that causes it to wait and to rise and to delay it, to not do it right away. The idach, ashru chametz, what is the first opinion Rabbi Chanina do with this pasuk? Ashru chametz, v'lo chometz. Ashru, praised is the chametz and not the chometz. What does that mean? Take, Bezer should take care of the victim and not the claimer. What does that mean? Who calls Rashi's pshat? Tosfos argues, but Rashi says, let's say the nigzal, let's say somebody who stole or somebody who owes money comes to court, and then he shoots back a taina. Yeah, but you have a mashkon of mine, but you also owe me money, but you also. So the nitva claims back from the toveya something. So the halacha is first one by one. First deal with the first claim that was brought, the chamot, the victim, and then you can deal with the other guy. And say, if you're claiming that the oppressor, the victor, the toveya also has a claim against him, deal with that afterwards. Ashru chamotz v'lo chometz. V'idach, haim l'asi mishpah v'yavidle. What does the second opinion do with the first pasuk? Kidder Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Dabar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Kol tainis, shemelina, bo'as at staka, ki'ilu shofech damim. Any fast day that the staka is delayed, an important part of a fast day is the tzedakah. Ke'ilu shofech damim. It's as if you are spilling blood. That is what you learn out from Meleasi, right? Where's the pasuk again? Meleasi mishpat tzedek yalin bavatam ratzchem. If it's tzedek, the tzedak is yalin, you leave it over, it's compared to murder. Why? Because Rashi quotes that because the aniyim look forward to this day, and they rely on the fast days because they know there's going to be tzedakah, right? Similar to the reason of why whenever we lay in the Megillah, that's the day that we have to have Matanas Lev Yonim, because I need him look for it, even in a Purim Mishulish, we lay in the Megillah on Friday, and that's when Matanas Lev Yonim go with the Megillah. So whenever, we always have to fulfill the Aniyim's expectations. So therefore, here too, the Aniyim look forward to it on a Tainus. I think that's what it says in Brachas. What is it? Davav in Brachas, where it talks about all the Igris. Igra de Pirka Riata. Igra de, right, so Igra de Tainesa, is the tzedakah. I think the big part of the fast day has to do with the tzedakah. Yehani mili, the rift of itamri. And this is only, though, not if you give out money for tzedakah, if you give out food for tzedakah. If you give out bread and dates. Dates are also satiating. Avals bezuze, chiti vesari, less than bav. But if it's money, then chiti vesari, less than bav. Rashi quotes, lo dish anu ha'anim alem oso halayla. So you give it to them the next day. give it to them the next day. You don't have to give it out mamish on motzoi, the fast day, as much as it is if they rely on the food. Good. Lefichach ein danin chulup, because you have to leave the din overnight at least, that's why you're not allowed to judge on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif. So my time, it says the Gemara, Mishim Delefshar. Why? Because there's no possible way to do it. Why? Hey Chilev, what are you supposed to do? L'dayni b'mali shapsa, if you want to judge him on Erev Shabbos. V'ligmri l'dini b'mali shapsa, and finish the din on Erev Shabbos. But Dilma Chazu Tam Lachova. Maybe you'll, if you get acquit, that's fine. But maybe you'll see a Tam Lachova, Uboil Mevet Alonis Adin, and you'll have to leave it overnight. And therefore, what are you supposed to do if you have to leave it overnight? Ludaini B'mali Shabsa, to do it on Friday, V'ligmere B'Shabsa, and finish it on Shabbos, have the Gemara did on Shabbos, V'liktale B'Shabsa, and then kill him on Shabbos. So what's the problem? Ein Ritzicha Dochaz HaShabbos. You can't do that because the Misas Bezdin is not Docha Shabbos. This is going to be the entire topic of the next Amud. But Misas Bezdin, Bezdin cannot put somebody to death on Shabbos. Even though it's a mitzvah, it's still an Issa Daraisa. You're not allowed to put somebody to death on Shabbos.
It's possible for the Beitin to be very long. Start on Wednesday. If you extend, then you get to Erev Shabbos and you still haven't made a decision yet.
It could be. Could they judge on Erev Shabbos if they're still in the process? It's probably no. Because as we'll see, if you finish it on Shabbos, if you might have the Gemara did on Shabbos, then you can't put him to death until Sunday. As we'll see, if you run out of time. So I think Erev Shabbos is out no matter what, even if you started earlier. Right, I think Sunday to Thursday is probably the days. V'liktalei urta neged Hashemesh be'inon. And if you say v'liktalei urta, okay, so kill him on Motzi Shabbos. Right after. Don't wait till not on Shabbos. Kill him on Motzi Shabbos. Negad Hashemesh be'inon. No, you have to do it during the day. V'ligmer l'dina b'Shabbos v'ligmer l'chabbos Shabbos. Okay, fine. So finish the Gemara din on Shabbos and kill him on Sunday. No, nimsa atamanez dino. No, then you're being ma'ane. Right, you're delaying the din, and you're not allowed to delay the din. Once you got another person is going to be put to death, you're not allowed to delay the din. We'll get to why in a minute. Nedayni b'mali Shabbos v'digmeri b'chad b'Shabbos. Okay, judge him on Friday and finish it on Sunday. Minshu tamayo. No, you can't have such a break in between. If you have if you start the din on Friday, right, you're asking what if you started earlier in the week. Yeah, obviously you're going to have some court cases that take more than a week, so you're going to be over Shabbos. But if you just started it on Friday, so maybe not everything is so well grounded yet, and you haven't hashed it out yet, so there's a good chance you might forget. You might forget exactly what was said, even though it's recorded. Avagav d'shnei sofri adayanim omdim lefneihem, the kosev divrei mezakav divrei mechayvin, even though what we had yesterday, that the court scribes write down everything that was said. Nehi de bepuma kasvin liba de inshe. Even though they write down what you said, what your feelings were are not recorded. Hilkach lo efshar. End of sugya. So that's why it's a pot. You don't have a choice. There's no way to have it on Friday and then continue it on Sunday because there is no way to do it. You can't continue it on Shabbos. You can't continue it on Sunday. All of these possibilities are out. Good. Okay, a couple of points on this last Gemara. First of all, Inui Hadin. You're not allowed to be Ma'ana the Din. So what's the source for that? Why can't I have a Gemara did today and put a person to death tomorrow? The Gemara assumes it. Inui Hadin. What's the source? Says the Yad Ramah, V'yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. That's the Yad Ramah, that's the source. The Gemara uses that differently later on in the Masechta, for other halachas, killing them in the proper way. Right, not having a person totally naked when you put him to death, when skila, different types of b'hatzorecha kamochas. So the Yad Ramah says this is also, if you have a Gemara did today and then you delay it, then he's on shpilkas until tomorrow, so that is not fear to him, b'hatzorecha kamocha. We've pointed out in the past, it's fascinating, that all the times of b'hatzorecha kamocha being used in the Gemara, what does the Gemara say? B'hatzorecha kamocha, love your neighbor. All these positive cases. Where's Vatal Recha Kamocha used? It's used by these cases, putting the person to death in a proper way. It's used in Kiddushin. You should look at your wife before you marry her, so you don't have problems later. It's never used. Maybe it's Davar Pashut. Maybe it's even in these cases. Even in these cases, Vatal Recha Kamocha. Right? The story by Hillel on the Ger, right? Teach me all of Torah. He doesn't even say Vatal Recha Kamocha. He says it in the negative. Right? What you want, don't want done to yourself, don't do to others. Interesting, but that's what the Adler Echelonka is always used in these not such amazing contexts. In Mikshir Zemine Pshuta, but that's what the Adler Echelonka, Hochet Ochich Zemisecha, right, in that context. Okay, so that's the Yad Ramah. But, says the Dvar Avram, the Kavna Rav. What's my Dvar Avram? I have it here. Here it is. The Yadram, the Advar Avram quotes this Yadrama and says, but I have a problem. The Gemara applies Ini Hadin even to an ox. And there's no Avehaflerecha Kamocha when it comes to an ox. Ini Hadin. Right, so there's got to be another reason. To betam ini adin ba'adam, he quotes the Yadrama, this is the Dvar Avram in Chela Gimel Simen Lamed Dalet. He says, v'zol shay chal b'shor. If you have to be in gam b'shor base askilo gavosh de komos, you have to throw the shor off of a very high roof, so he dies quickly, like a person. You don't find that. The other Echabukah doesn't apply. And if you want to say, well, we have many places in this Masechta, Kamisas Abaylam, Kamisas Ashor, right? You compare, Vagam Ba'alav, you must. So he says, you don't find that by every din, and the whole thing is a Chiddush, so you shouldn't apply it more than, in more places than you find it. So he says, V'lachay Nirali, I think the Inya Din is something more inherent. Mishum Taima Achrina, Mishum Mitzvas, Uviarta Hara Mikirbecha. There's a special din. You got to get rid of the evil from the world. And the second that you make a gemar din, that kicks in. And if you wait a day, then the bezdin is violating. You're not being mevar the ra. And therefore, that's the reason for ini adin. So you have and then he goes into why you need two reasons, why the Avram must say that reason, but that is the Dvar Avram. That's point number one, Inui Hadin. Number two, on this Gemara, Tosfos Ligmare. Tosfos says, what did the Gemara say? Why don't we have a Gemara Din on Shabbos? And where's the line in the Gemara? Ligmare bish Shabbos and kill him on Shabbos. So Tosfos says, why don't we just quote the Mishnah that says you can't have a din on Shabbos? What do you have to jump for? What do you have to jump to? Ein Ritzicha Dochas Shabbos. Why don't you just say the Mishnah? The Mishnah says it's also with the Rabbanan. So the Nemuki Yosi says it's better to ask from a Daraisa than from a Rabbanan. Ask from the din, not from a Mishnah. Tosfos gives a different reason. Tosfos says, "Hainu dafke dini mamanis." You might have thought the isser of din only applies to dini mamanis, because what's the whole purpose? What's the whole reason why you can't judge on Shabbos? Gzeira shema yichtov. Avol dini nefashis ain't lesser mitamzeh. Shivkar kasvu meyasmol. Tivrei mazag tivrei mechayvin. Right? Maybe they already wrote everything down yesterday when they had Kabbalah Sadin. So they're Kabbalah Sa'edus. So therefore, says Tosfos, that's why we have to say the reason of the De'oraisa. And finally, the last point to mention here, and that is on this halacha of Ritzicha not being Doche Shabbos, which again, we're going to talk about for the next Amud, but the halacha is, as we'll see the Maskana also, Misas Bezer is not Doche Shabbos. Bezer cannot put somebody to death on Shabbos. The question is why? What Chilul Shabbos are you violating by somebody putting somebody to death? What's the Chilul Shabbos? Tosfos asks in Ein Ritzicha. So, Bisreifa Nicha. By Sreifa. By the Mises Bezin of Sreifa, fine. Afilu Lamanda Amr Makalka Bavar Apatar, even though we have the Sugi elsewhere. By Makalkel, doing something totally destructive. It's only an Issa Durabanan, and if it's only an Issa Durabanan, Tosfos assumes it should be Doche Shabbos. So, fine. I understand by Sreifa it'll still be Daraisa, because forget the person, but you have to make the lead very hot to pour down the guy's throat. So making the lead hot is itself Sreifa of something constructive. You're creating hot lead. That's not destroying anything. So the Sreifa, I understand, is a positive. Aye, so what about Shai V'chavim, he says Bezdin? Says Tosfos, amazing. No, it's also not Makalkel. You're being misaking this guy by giving him a kapara. So that's a tikkun. How do you define tikkun on Shabbos? Makalkel and tikkun. So there are wide ranges of definitions. The Rambam says, if I burn down my friend's house on Shabbos because I'm angry, and in that way I calm myself because I took revenge, that's a tikkun. Because I calm my Yetzirah. So tikkun on Shabbos has very flexible definitions. So here's another one. Tosfos says, tikkun diyesh lo kapara. He has a kapara. Where we mentioned, I think, a few days ago. The Meiri says, chovel on Shabbos when you do a bris milah. That's tikkun, because you're making him into a mahol. Ah, you're cutting him. You're making him bleed. That's tikkun. You're making him into a full Jew. So again, this is Tosfos. You give him a tikkun, so therefore, it is okay. Important Rambam. When the Rambam quotes this halacha of not putting somebody to death on Shabbos, Gshat and Ritzicha, Mises Bezer, Dato, Shabbos, the Rambam also quotes Malchus. Rambam also quotes Malchus. The Chinuch follows him. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos, Ein onshin b'Shabbos. Beis Din does not inflict a punishment on Shabbos. Af al pi she ha'onesh mitzvah saseh, eina docha Shabbos. Rambam says, it's not docha Shabbos. Ketzad, harishin ischayev, beis Din Malchus o misa, ein malkin oso, ve'ein mamisa oso b'Shabbos. No Malchus, no misa. Nothing. And he quotes the pasuk, which is the maskana of our gemara, l'savar reish b'chol moshe v'seichem, b'yom ha-shabbos, zu asar the bezin, shalai yisrufu b'shabbos, v'ish ha-shayiv sreifa, v'hu hadin l'shar onshim. And it also applies to other onshim. So the question is, Salvechik asked, so the Rambam says, you can't kill him, you can't give him malchus, and you can't even give him any other onshim. What other onshim are there? No? What other onshim are there? Misa and malchus. What else does bezin punish? So Soloveitchik says, I have one possibility, knas, a fine. Let's in Bezdin finds a person. Let's say somebody's ox killed an eved, so he has to pay shloshim. Let's say somebody has an ox that's a short tom, and we pass him pagan is knasa, so he has to pay chati nezek. If Bezdin makes the guy pay the knas on Shabbos, is that an Isser Durabanan or an Isser D'Oraisa? So Pasha is at least an Isser Durabanan. Why? Because that's included in the Gzeir of Din, Gzeir Shema Yichtov. But suggest Rav Soloveitchik, based on this Rambam, what is Shar Onshim? What does the Rambam say? It doesn't say you can't punish because you're it's Chilul Shabbos, because you're doing one of the Lama Tes Malachas. He says it's L'Savar Reish B'chol Moshe V'Seichem, and that includes all Onshim. So what does the Rambam mean V'Adin L'Shar Onshim? Says Rav Soloveitchik. I think it maybe means knas. And therefore, if Bezin inflicts makes a person pay on Shabbos, it's an Isser D'Oraisa. Lo Savaru Eish, Bechal Moshe Osechem. Right, it's from Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Shechter quotes it if you want to see that inside. From Rav Soloveitchik in the end of Eretz Tzvi on page Reish Samach Zayin. Reish Samach Zayin. He had the Suffolk. I'm not sure if he quoted this Lashon. I thought he did. Maybe not here. Maybe I just heard that Balpah from someone. But that is his Suffolk about Onshim on Shabbos. One final point related to Onshim on Shabbos. The Rama says in Ilcha Shabbos, Simin Shin Lamed Tes. Sin Lamed Tes. Are you allowed, he quotes this from a Shibali Haleket, are you allowed to grab, if Bezin knows that somebody needs to be judged, are they allowed to take him and put him in jail on Shabbos? Just to hold him until after Shabbos and then judge him on Shabbos? Says the Rama, no. Because that's included in din. Lachain haya aser litfos ulahachas lebeis hasoar mishin eschay veza onesh kedei shelo yivrach v'kol shekein she'aser l'hakolso davi bechal din v'im yivrach ein aleinu klum. And if he runs away, what can we do? If he's potentially somebody who's sakan safashas, then of course they could do it. That's pikuach nefesh. But let's say just somebody who's didn't pay something that they have to pay. Right, so they have to, the best not to judge them, and he might even run away. So if they're a ma, you're not allowed to put him in jail. Now let him put him in jail. V'im yivrach eino aleinu klum. That's the Rama quoting the Shibali Aleket. So the question that all the Echronim ask, the Shus Yaakov is, but doesn't it say in the Torah, by the Mekoshesh, that they put him in jail because they didn't know what was going on until after Shabbos? And it sounds pretty clear from the Torah that that's what they did. V'yakribu oso hamotziim oso Mekoshesh yisim v'yanichu oso b'mishmar. You don't get a better question than from a pasuk. It's not a kasha from a gemara that was forgotten. Right, it's a kasha from a pasuk. Pasuk of Parshas Emor. Is it Emor? Right, and Parshas Shlach. Parshas Shlach. Right, Emor is the Makalo. Right, so how do you answer this question? So, something the Eben Ezra, if you look at the Eben Ezra, he says they put him Motzei Shabbos. Ve'erichos b'mishra on Motzei Shabbos. Okay. But says the Sharam Siyana Balacha, he quotes, no, Velinir Latarates. No, even if you want to say it's usually Usser, but ain't, doesn't matter, here is different. Because usually when somebody has to be taken, it's not a tzorach of Shabbos for you to lock him up right now. He didn't pay something, so you have to deal with him. You deal with him after Shabbos. You can't use Shabbos as a reason to put him in. But here, he was Mechalo Shabbos in front of everybody. And he was continuously doing it. Shari Chilo Shabbos Mefarhesya. V'yafkishem Matsu Oso Adayinayim Mekoshesh. And therefore, this is Letzorach Shabbos. Letzorach Shabbos, you're allowed to do it. Tzorach Shabbos, you're allowed to put him in jail even on Shabbos. That's the Mekoshesh. How you fit the Mekoshesh in to the Ramah in Simin Shin Lamed Tes. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish, the Talmud, the brother-in-law, asks his Rebbe, his brother-in-law, Rabbi Yochanan. V'tehei kvures meitz mitzvah docha Shabbos b'kal v'chomer. I think that kvures meitz mitzvah, this is one of those one sentence amudim. It's basically going to be one long run-on sentence, the entire amud. Maybe two sentences, but it's going to be a kal v'chomer, which we're going to bring a lot of along the way, along with the kal v'chomer. So let's
say.
So that's the Rama. That's what the Rama says. Beferish, even though it's a mitzvah, say in, it's included in the avera. Including the avera is specifically not to, really not to, because we'll see. I mean, we're going to, the maskan is going to be it's a separate pasuk. A separate pasuk is telling me you can't do it on Shabbos. You can't do it on Shabbos. So it says Reish Lakish, meis mitzvah. Meis mitzvah should be docha Shabbos mikal v'chomer. Uma avoda, and we know it's not. If I have to be mechal Shabbos to bury meis mitzvah, that's I can be mechal everything else, but Shabbos, you can't be mechal Shabbos for a meis mitzvah. So says the Reish Lakish, you should be. Why? Uma avoda should docha Shabbos. Avoda is docha Shabbos. Right? You bring the carbon tumen on Shabbos. Kvuras meis mitzvah docha osa. And yet, if a kohen's about to do the carbon tumen and he sees a meis mitzvah, he stops and does the meis mitzvah, meaning what's the hierarchy? Meis mitzvah beats avoda, and avoda beats Shabbos. So meis mitzvah should beat Shabbos. That's the question. Where do you see that a meis mitzvah is docha avoda? Mi v'lachoso, kidetanya, lavivu imo lachiv v'lachoso. That's a pasuk by Nazir, but we compare Nazir and Kohen. Ma tamaloma harayisha hayaholek lishchodes pischo. V'lom olos beno, somebody's going to shech l'karom and Pesach, or to do bris milah to his son. V'shama shemeis lo meis, and he hears that his relative died, yachol yitame, you might think he becomes tamei for the meis mitzvah. Amar lo yitame. No, he does not become tamei for his relative. He goes to do the mitzvah. The Nazir, or the Kohen Gadol, Rashi says. You might think that just like he doesn't become tummy for his relative, he does not become tummy for a meis mitzvah. So you see from all of that, that meis mitzvah is doche avoda. So finishing the sentence, Shabbos shenitches b'pnei avoda. So Shabbos, which is pushed aside by avoda, eino din shetek for a meis mitzvah docha osa. Question mark. That's really the end of the sentence, right? So what's the Reish Lakish asking Rabbi Yochanan? Kfuras meis mitzvah should be docha Shabbos. Why? Because meis mitzvah is docha avoda. Avoda is docha Shabbos. So A over B, B over C. So A should be over C. Meis mitzvah should be docha Shabbos. Omer lei, Rabbi Yochanan answers him, sorry, ritzicha tochiach. Misas Bezdin will prove to you, right? This is why this is here. Shedoche eso avoda veina doche eso Shabbos. Bezdin, Misas Bezdin is doche avoda and is not doche Shabbos. Meaning, if a kohen's doing the avoda, as we'll see in a second, or if he's running to do the avoda, we take him away from the avoda and we kill him. So, Ritzicha, Misas Bezdin is doche avoda and it's not doche Shabbos. So, same thing with Kfuras Ameis, might be doche avoda and not doche Shabbos. So the Gemara says, okay, Reish Lakish says, Ritzicha gufa titches Shabbos, mikal v'chomer. Okay, so Mises Bezdin itself should be docha Shabbos, based on a kal v'chomer. As follows, Uma avodah shedocha es Shabbos, Ritzicha docha osa, avodah is docha Shabbos, and Ritzicha is docha it, meaning, Mises Bezdin beats avodah, avodah beats Shabbos. So Mises Bezdin should be docha Shabbos. Shene'amar, me'im mizbechi tikichen alamus, from the Mizbeach, you take the Kohen away to kill him. You don't let him go to the Mizbeach. We'll get back to that. Shabbos and Nitches, but they avoda in addition to Ritzicha Docha Osa. So Shabbos too. Shabbos, which is Pursus Abbe Avoda. So Ritzicha should be Docha. Ritzicha is Docha Avoda. Avoda is Docha Shabbos. So Ritzicha should be Docha Shabbos. So let's stop there for a second. That's the question. That Ritzicha, Misas Bezin, should be Docha Shabbos. Me'im Mizbechi Tikochenu Lamus. So, if you look in the Rashi says here, this is only if he's holding on to the Mizbeach. But if he's actually doing the avoda, you let him do the avoda and then you bring him down. That's what Rashi says here. Me'im mizbechi velo me'al mizbechi. That's Rashi's diak. But if you look in the Rambam has no such suggestion. The Rambam says in Hilchas Rotzeach, Heyud Beis, HaMizbeach kolet. The Mizbeach protects. Nemar bahorig bezadon me'im mizbechi techena lamus, michla shahorig bishkaga, einu nerag b'mizbeach. Lefichach, ha'horig bishkaga. Let's say a Kohen kills b'shogeg, and there's no Ari Miklat that is close by, but he's in the base of Migdash, v'kolto mizbeach, v'hargo sham goal adam, ha'reze nerag alav, k'misha hargo b'toch ir miklato. Right? The mizbeach is like an ir miklat for somebody who kills b'shogeg. Right, that is the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam has no exceptions, though. The Rambam doesn't say, if you kill b'mezid, the Rambam says, there's nothing. The mizbeach does not work for you if you kill b'mezid. He doesn't have Rashi's limitation. So, that is one, machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. Mishnah Melech discusses it here, but that is point number one. There is Rabbeinu Bachai, interesting. Rabbeinu Bachai on the Pasuk has another, he quotes the Svara, Sha'afilu zeh, shahayachoshev lios ne'ezar me'akadosh baruch hu. Somebody killed b'mezid, and he thinks he's going to get help from Hashem. O b'mizbeach ha'miyuchas lo, kivachu rotzeach b'nizchayim misa, tziva ha'kasev lo tzio misham, ulumasro b'yad go'alat baldin. Ve'ein ro'i lachmo l'rachim alav. Why? Ki ha'rachmanis b'makam zeh, achzarius hu al hanivraim. Sometimes rachmanis could be achzarius. This murderer, he's holding on to the mizbeach, you take him away from the mizbeach. Then he quotes the Yesh Lomar, then he quotes a different Shari, which he says, I know it's against Chazal, but I quoted all Chazals, but another level of interpretation could be the Yesh Lomar, Mei im mizbechi sheyachzar al ha'eid, v'lomar, if there's a Kohen who is an aid to a murder, he will also drag him away from the avoda lahaid alav. V'yesh lanu lomar mikan, and he learned from this whole discussion, ki kilyon ha'rishayim b'achras ha'sam in ha'olam, v'asos b'hem nishpat, Nivchar la Hashem mizevach. More important than a karban is getting rid of evil in the world. So that's why he person's doing him is bringing a karban. You take him away. Take him away and you shlep him to Bezdin to get rid of the evil in the world. Good. So that is the suggestion of the Gemara. So the Gemara at this point says so. Shabbos should be nidche by Mises Bezdin. So the Gemara says no. Amar Rava. There's something to talk about here, but let's just finish the next piece. Amar Rava, Kfar Pasuk Tana Devar B'Yishmael. No, it can't be. You can't say the Mises Bezdin is Docha Shabbos because we have a limud, we have a Pasuk. The Tana Devar B'Yishmael, Lo Savar Eish Matam Alomar. What does the Pasuk mean? Don't make fire on Shabbos. What do you mean, Matam Alomar? What does it mean? Matam Alomar? What do you mean? Eil Rabbi Yossi Lalav Yatzas, Eil Rabbi Nasa Lachalag Yatzas. Very important, Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nasa, of course, comes up on in the beginning of Psachim, and that is the Torah tells you Lo Sasek HaMalacha. The Torah says don't do any malacha, and the Torah goes out of its way to have one of the malachas listed separately. Lo Savaru Eish B'Chol Mosh Vaseichem Havara. Why? Why does the Torah list one of the 39 malachas separately? So there's a machlokas. Rabbi Yossi says the Lav Yatzas. Rabbi Yossi says is to teach me that Havara, fire, lighting a fire, is different than all the other malachas. There's no skila. The most it is a lav. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Rabbi Nassim says, no, it's to teach me that just like lighting a fire is one malacha, and if you do it, you're chayiv misa, or skila, or a karban, so too if you do all the malachas, they all have their own identity, and if you do 39 malachas at one time, 39 averis. That's called lachalik yasas. Kidatanya. Havar lalav yasas, divrei Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nassim omer lachalik yasas. So what do you mean? What do you mean? What's the question of Savaru Eish? You know what it is. Ella Amarava. No, you know what the question of the Gemara is, really? Tana Moshe Vos Kashale. It says, Lo Savaru Eish B'chol Moshe Vosechem. So what do you have to say that for? Moshe Vos Matam Alomar. Why do you have to say, Shabbos is everywhere. Michti. Shabbos Chovas Agufi. The Chovas Aguf now, I guess, Be'en Baris Be'en B'chutz Laretz. Shabbos is a Chovas Agus. It applies everywhere. Moshe Vos Tachaz Rachman Alamali. So why is Moshe Vos written there? Mishum Rabbi Ishmael. Amar Talman Achad. Lefichin Emar Kiyeva Ishchet Mishpat Mavis Vehumas. This is the whole one long run-on sentence. Because it says in Kiseitse that Bezdin put somebody to death. Shomei ani I might have thought they put a person to death on weekday or Shabbos. V'hamani mekai mechalemos yumas. And what would I do with the pasuk of Chilul Shabbos? Bishar malachos. Chutzim misas Bezdin. I might have said that applies to somebody not putting somebody Bezdin doing a mitzvah. So that's not included. Oh, eino elafilu misas Bezdin. Or maybe I should say it is included. And it is asur. For Bezdin. Umani Makayim Behumas Bechol of Alo B'Shabbos. And Bezdin puts on to death only on weekday. Oh, and Alo B'Shabbos. Back and forth. Tam Alomar. That's why we have Lo Savar Eish Bechol Moshe Vaseichem. Ulahalanu Omer. Because it also says in the other Pasuk, Vayu Eile Lachem Luchukas Mishpat Lidoro Seichem Bechol Moshe Vaseichem. By Bezdin it talks about Moshe Vaseichem. Mal Moshe Vos Amr Lahalan Bezdin. Av Moshe Vos Amr Kan Bezdin. So Moshe Vos is there for Gzir Shava to teach me he's talking about Bezdin. V'yamarachmana Lo Shavar Eish Bechol Moshe Vaseichem. Period. So you have a Beferish Pasuk, a Drasha that teaches me Bezdin cannot put somebody to death on Shabbos. Period. So that knocks out Reish Lakish's claim. Why don't you use a Kal V'Chomer to say that Misas Bezin is Docha Shabbos. No, we have a pasuk against that. And once you have a pasuk against that, then the first Kal V'chomer is also knocked out. There's a discussion, just two other points before we finish. The Minchas Chinuch just has a Ha'ara. The Chinuch and the Rambam both count Lo Savaru Eish, Bezin putting someone to death, as a separate one of the Los Asseis. A separate one of the 365. The Minchas Chinuch just leaves it as a Sarachian. Isn't the whole purpose just because it's Chilul Shabbos, like our Gemara says? You're not allowed to put somebody to death because it's Chilul Shabbos. That's the Pashas of our Gemara. So why should it be accounted as a separate Aveira? It should be just Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. According to Rav Soloveitchik's suggestion before, Diyuk, so maybe that's the answer. Because maybe it includes Onshim that you're not Mechal Shabbos for, like Knas. Right? So, or maybe even Malkus. Maybe even Malkus. Because Malkus, if you say, is Mechalkel, so then it's not, there's no Tikkun. So maybe there. Maybe it is. Maybe that's why it's counted as a separate Isser. The other issue, the last issue to bring up here is Tosas. Tosas in Shene'emar. Tosas says, V'im Tomar, second line of Tosvos, we say Ritzicha, Bezin putting somebody to death is Docha the Avoda. Says Tosfos, how could you bring that in? The discussion there isn't because Ritzicha is Docha Avoda, it's just that a Rotzeach Kohen can't do the Avoda. It's not that Ritzicha overpowers. It's just that if he's a Gavra, a Kohen who's a murderer, he can't do it, just like a Kohen that killed can't Duchen. And he can't do the Avoda. So V'yesh Lomar, says Tosfos, no. D'al Karchach T'halo Mechal Avoda. Really, inherently, a Kohen Rotzeach can do the Avodah. Because you see, he's not Mechal the Avodah, even if he did it. Neduchening, it's a Chumra. Very important line in Tosas. V'nesias Kapayim, Chumra Ba'almahi. First day of Tosas. That a Kohen Rotzeach cannot duchen. Because really, it's Hashem giving the bracha, not the Kohen. V'yod Yesh Lomar. And then he says, no, Nesias Kapayim is different because Shaharik B'yadav, V'ein Kateger Nasa Sanegar. Ain kategor nasa sanegar. Right? So according to the second day of Tosfos, it sounds like it's not just a chumrah. It's a real din. These 2 days in Tosfos are huge. Is the halacha of a kohen rotzeach not duchening? Is it a chumrah ba'alma or is it a din? Where is this discussed? It's discussed in a bunch of tshuvas. Right? Let's say, Rahman al-Aslan, a kohen kills somebody else in a car accident. Can he duchen? Very serious shaila. Could a Kohen who killed in a car accident duchen? So Rav Vosner has a tshuva all the way in Shevet Alevi, back in Chiluk Aleph. He has a discussion and he says, I think it's mutter. Chada d'haya shogeg v'kar kibel of tshuva. He says, number one, I think it's a shogeg, and he did tshuva, and the Ramah writes, so Machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch quoted in the Siman in Kuf Chav Ches, if he did tshuva or not, could he duchen? So Ramah says, b'shogi the tshuva is okay. The ode, and also in the case that you asked, the guy didn't die right away. So again, that's a heta that doesn't always come up in every case. V'kan ode tsan nosaf, danitchav hayachol legadol. Also, in the case that he was asked, the person who was killed was mamish a very, very elderly person who was shaking, was crossing the street, and whenever he went in, when he wasn't supposed to go in, so maybe he wasn't even, maybe he had the halach of a treif even. So he says, for a bunch of tzadim, says the Shevet Alevi, I think it is mutter.
Literally biyado.
What?
Literally biyado.
Oh, we'll get to that. So that might be, we'll get to that. Rav Avadi has a shuva about this, and Yechavadas, and Chelek Hey, Simon Tezayin also. So he's Mechalik. He says, why the accident happened? If the Kohen was driving recklessly, and he was going above the speed limit, and he was doing something he wasn't supposed to do, that's Karav Lamezid. That's Karav Lamezid, and it says Rav Avadi, then he can't duchen. Then he can't duchen. But, he says, "Harishagasa ola zadom benifsa lalos l'duchen v'lisa kabav v'fisha in kategor nasa sanegor." But v'kol shekain benoig berechav bimhirut mufrezes shakas sakana harbe yoser etzinit shein be'arav sharasu la'atzar mechonim yak sheyirtze. For sure, it's terrible. It's kli katzlani bioter v'olu ma'od lefgoo l'stakin chayyadam. Terrible. But he says, but if there was no problem inside the driver, v'nagas ha'machonit b'zhirut kara'ui, ach ba'ofan bilti tzafui, kafas yeled l'rechov, v'yitgalgel l'ragli ha'machonit v'nidras lamus, ba'ofan ha'shadavar hazeh ones gamur, this is even better than shogeg. It's an ones in most cases. An ones, therefore, I would think that is for sure okay, because you have a mikol makom nirish, ha'machon ha'nag shas alibo alvar takala, he feels very bad, he was shav b'tshuva, so then I think he can duchen. For sure by shogeg, even by shogeg, but even by karov laones. Even by karov laones, that's what he That's what he paskins. Vafilu, he says, by the guy who was over the speed limit, even if the court lets him off legally, afilu miyata zakai bedino b'meis hamishpat michoser hochachot kol sheyodea ba'atzmo shenerag adam yisrael al yado aser lisa kapov sheish baze iser bracha levatala. That's for Sfardim, because the Shochanah doesn't say about the tshuva. Amna machinu ha'ashkenazim ayonza biyad rama makilim baze im haya adaver bishkaga vasa tshuva aval anu kibalnu haras marana Shochan Aruch shepasak shafilu harag nefesh bishogig vasa tshuva eino nosi kapav, unless it is an ones. An ones he allows. That is an important discussion of the Shevet Alevi and Yechav Adas. One other question that was asked to the Shevet Alevi. Unbelievable. Shevet Alevi was asked in Chelek Ches, Simon Kufay and Beis, what about a Kohen who's Mevayish Pnei Chaveru Barabim? We know Tosas in Sota Dav Yud, Kilu Shofech Damim. So could you duchen? Could you duchen? So says Rav Osner, he says, it's terrible, 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 but he says, I can't. I can't say you can't duchen for that. I can't say, even though Tosas says it's Yehari Val Yavar. Tosas in Sota Dav Yud says it's Yehari Val Yavar. He says, Tzorach Limchos V'lamar V'peret Zeh, but... And this is where he says your point. He says, "In kataganasa sanegor is only if you did something biyado. Driving, I guess, he considers biyado. But here it wasn't biyado, so therefore, I think that he can do it." Oh, one final point I forgot to mention. Why, out of all the averis, that the Torah would single out, that maybe it's lalav yatsas, why is lining a fire quoted? Why the Torah pick that one? And Rabbi Yossi says, lalav yatsas. Right? If you light a fire on Shabbos, there's no skilo. What's wrong with that one? Why is that the only one that's different? So I saw in the Margolius Hashas from the Imre Emes. He says, why? Because the whole point we rest on Shabbos is because Hashem rested. He did work for 6 days and rested on the seventh. Fire was created on Moshe Shabbos. So only by the 38 Malachis, Hashem did Kaviyachal all the Malachis on previously, and he stopped. He didn't stop fire because fire was, that's Havdalah. Right, the Perkins are Belazar by Abdullah. Right, that's why Hashem makes a fire, or other made a fire, and that was a simon that it's going to be light again. So that's why fire was on Motzi Shabbos. So that's why it's different. It's not like there were other malachas that symbolize Shabbos. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And Beit Hashem, enjoy tomorrow. Got some great lines of tomorrow's daf from Moshe to Rebbe. There was never Torah Gdula B'Malka Mechad, from Rebbe to Ravashi, and other issues. Beit Hashem will pick up on Sunday with the kol ma'abed and kol ma'kayim nefesh achas miYisrael kilu hitzal olam alei. Beis Hashem, the first half next week, if Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is fine. The next rest of the week, I will Beis Hashem, I'll be away. I'm going to try to upload it from where I am. But Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Beis Hashem is regular daf. Okay, so everybody have a good Shabbos.